Hello, Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, helping people connect to their hearts, their minds, their bodies, and souls. I am so truly grateful that all of you have been listening to my podcasts over the last year, and I hope you are all enjoying the new series, The Coffee Chat. As an intuitive reader, healer, medium, Akashic soul practitioner, and Reiki master, I know how important it is to bring spirituality into your entrepreneurial business. So sit back and relax and enjoy my guests. Hello, thank you for coming to Robin's Coffee Chat one more time. I am so excited today. I have an amazing guest who is going to explain to us about the fifth dimension. I know you've seen it in my Facebook post. You've seen it in other people's posts. Some of us know what it's all about. Some of us are pulling our hair out going, please tell us what this is all about. So my guest is Jen Letty Post, and I pronounced that wrong.
Beldy, that's okay.
Beldy, there you go. But Jen, thank you so much for being my guest today. So tell us a little bit about who you were before you got into telling us about the fifth dimension.
Well, it's been a journey, of course, as such as life is. I was an esthetician for really a long time. About 15 years. And in that process of being in the industry of beauty, self-care, I've always been really connected to helping people feel good about themselves and just nurturing themselves. And throughout my awakening process, if you will, I call it the awakening process, I began to shift in my profession and what I do now as an ascension teacher and a mentor for many people, but in a different level than what I was doing when I was an esthetician. So I slowly transitioned from doing aesthetic work to more of the spiritual work and helping people through their daily lives and awakening process, really. So it's been a wonderful process.
Nice. What was your spiritual awakening? Was there, I don't know, some people say they had a near-death experience. Some people had an accident. Me, yes. It was just a crisis of faith.
Yeah, it can. I talk a lot about it in my posts about the awakening process, and it usually tends to come from some type of trauma, the passing of somebody or a sickness or a near death, like you had said. Mine was actually through my son. His friend Nicholas was killed on a bicycle in front of him. And I wound up going to the accident scene and being there for the boys. I was the only parent present at this scene. I met this boy, Nicholas, prior to his accident for about 5 minutes. That was all my interaction was with my son's friend. And I found myself at the accident scene, really holding space for all of these boys. And through that traumatic experience that they had gone through, each of us had some incredible things that had occurred. For me, I had this awakening through his death. He started coming to me. And this was the first time a spirit actually came to me, and I had to learn through that process why I was hearing voices and feeling things. It really wasn't the most pleasant experience, the awakening process. It was a very scary process for me, and I didn't have a lot of support at the time. I had not many friends in the spiritual area. My parents are very religious, and my husband doesn't believe in any of this stuff. So, and he knew me prior to this boy, Nicholas, passing. So when he started coming to me, we actually share the same birthday in this life. And he was telling me how he was my son in a previous life. So all of these memories of my connection to this boy, Nicholas, who I only met, for 5 minutes through my son in this life, he was my catalyst and he opened the door. And that is actually how this all started. It really just started with communicating to spirits and understanding why I was picking up his parents' emotions, that empath. So it was a cracking open, if you will, if where I was supposed to go in my life's journey, not having any idea that was about to happen and unfold. I always knew as a little girl that I was going to be doing something really big for mankind. I just didn't have, that information. But as this process started unfolding and I started communicating with spirits, it was then Archangel Michael came to me. And that within itself was hard to process because you're starting to think, what is happening? What am I having a mental breakdown? I was getting really nervous about my mental state and my husband as well. And that was my awakening process to the archangels and to the spirit realm, and then onward, moving up to the higher dimensions through all of that. But he's been with me as a lovely earth guide. Every now and again, will come in and help assist with some things. Just let me know that he's still around. But yeah, that was my awakening process, was the death of my son's friend.
Yeah, that can be really traumatic.
It was because I suffered after that agoraphobia and I had massive anxiety. Of course, everybody wanted to have me go on depression medicine and anti-anxiety medicine. But something in my core told me, I've never meditated, but they told me to start meditating. And it was, I owe everything to meditation. And in my healing practice, when I work with people, that is the one thing I say you have to do religiously to quiet your mind and be able to connect to yourself. And that was the big key to what helped me through all of the emotions and understanding the feelings, why I was feeling energies everywhere. And hearing people's voices and their emotions, and having spirits and angels come to me, and trying to balance and learn what all this was through the process. Yeah, so it was meditation has been the key to helping in that transition for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Meditation was mine as well. I started very slowly, but interesting enough, it was Shirley MacLaine and one of her books that had meditation in there.
I've heard about that.
Oh, it's Going Within. It's a perfect book. And, doing the meditation, and then I started communicating with the devas because one day one of the crystals said, I want to participate in your meditation. So it's interesting how spirit and the devas and things come through in meditation, and it really is so important. So let's talk a little bit about how all of this led to you have what's called light codes and you have communication. So let's talk a little bit about your light codes and the communication with the people who give those to you.
Wow, this is a span of 9 years, or 10 years. So I had that awakening. I started taking classes just to understand a little bit about what was happening to me. And then the most wonderful thing happens when you awaken, you have the teachers are sent to you to help you along your path. And I was connected to a wonderful, beautiful woman named Catherine Barley, and she channels the Blessed Mother. And I didn't, I went to her for sessions every 2 weeks, and it was still very uncomfortable because every time I was in front of her, I would just had so much fear. And I didn't even know where this fear was coming from, but it was just an underlining fear of coming out of what my abilities are and have been. How do you express yourself to your family and your friends? What is happening to you? So over the course of 2 years, I have worked with her energetically. She has a interfaith minister seminary school program. I had no plan on becoming a minister. You know, I was an esthetician, and you know, all of these things started unfolding and it felt very natural. So this is really the progression of how I became to speak with the light beings. Going to her, we were activated within the Blessed Mother. And after becoming a Reiki master and having the activation with the Blessed Mother, she descended when my healer had passed. She had, after the activation of the Blessed Mother, she descended into my body and the Blessed Mother surrounded me. Now, mind you, I really didn't have a relationship with the Blessed Mother. I went to, religion and I went to church. That's what we did back in the day, right? Every Sunday, you go to church, but I hadn't been to church in years, but I always had it in me, right? So I always had it contained within me, this connection to, source or, Christ and all that, but I didn't particularly have a connection to the Blessed Mother. And I realized through this process, it was meant to be organic and to build upon our relationship from a new birthing point. And she had helped me heal my inner child. So this is the progression, because in order to get to like the fifth dimension or the sixth dimension and connect to these higher light beings, you have to go through a series of really intense healing of your traumas, of your shadow. We do a lot of shadow work. And I don't know if you talk about shadow work in your talks, but addressing all of those aspects that we reject within ourselves. So it was a really, the mentoring, not only when she was in the physical, but her spirit. I wound up just organically taking over like her role here in the physical sense. Still not knowing where I was going, but just following my heart and following what felt good, and having people come to me and having experiences and just growing with that and really focusing on self-love. My whole journey really has been about self-love, and that is what I help people move through in their life, and that disconnection to themselves and disconnection to source. So I always talk about like the journey to oneness. When I do like the Akashic record readings, like I will tell people I work with information that is coming in this incarnation. We go into past lives, parallel, we'll go into future, but I also go back even galactically. This was something I didn't think was going to be part of my life, connecting to these higher light beings. But again, it was the process of that awakening, having the spirits come, understanding, that realm and how you have to lower and higher your vibrational body in order to connect to these beings. And how you do that is doing your inner work, meditation, of course, addressing your core wounds, right? The inner child. And you can have, you know, I have a Native American guide who was the first guide that came to me and helped me ground and bring in all of this shaman earth energy so I can connect to these higher light beings, which is another very important key. A lot of people want to just focus on the upper chakras, right? You know, opening up the third eye, they're going to start to see spirit and talk to spirit and all is going to be wonderful. But there's a process of grounding the body, and everybody has innate abilities. I mean, everybody is from source. Everybody is connected. Everybody is love. We just get disconnected from that. And it's how to remember who we are. And it's through the avenue of the heart that we do that. So I always tell people, you have to work on the heart. You connect to the heart. You'll get only so far with your abilities unless you work on opening up the heart, because you travel multidimensionally through your heart. And that was the point of how I started retrieving and going into the higher dimensions, and working with these very powerful light beings, and incorporating that and being the voice. You know, it's one thing to come out and tell people that you're talking to loved ones that have crossed over, then the angels, then the ascended masters, right? And then the light being. So it's been a pyramid of moving through the levels. And the more I work with my light body, and this is what I do with people as well, we raise the light body ascension process, and that helps you to connect to these higher light beings. There's a whole process that has to be involved in doing that and having these communications. And I know now that that was part of why I came here and incarnated at this beautiful time of the awakening of the planet and the ascension of the planet, and stepping forward as a voice for them. So I hope that helped to, you know, explain a little bit about retrieving that. And the light codes, like I speak light language. When light language is light codes, they are geometric, high vibrational, galactic language that will be downloaded into my awareness. Sometimes I see the geometric shapes in my eyes, and I, just like any language, I just transcribe it to what these beings are speaking to me. You know, because as I'll go into, you know, channel with the archangels and or the ascended masters, and then the light beings will come in. And when I speak this language, it resonates into the person's light body, into their cells, and this helps shift them and their vibrational body. So there's so much under the surface that has taken place when I'm doing the light codes or channeling the light language. So it's been a really wonderful experience, a very expansive, you know, experience to be able to communicate with them and to share it out. And I, you know, like you, you're here for a very specific purpose, right? And our journey is part allowing that to unfold. And we grow into it and we expand, and then we become everything. We become multidimensional. And it's just incredible to be able to bridge heaven to earth. And that's what we do. We bring those very high loving, those fifth dimensional frequencies down into our body. So we manifest it in our world, if that makes sense.
Oh. Wow. It is just almost overwhelming and yet not. Because for me, what you're saying makes absolute sense. I absolutely love it. I'm still on my journey. You went through a lot to get where you are going, and you were led to your guides and your guardians, and you have this amazing path, and you knew what it was, and you're still expanding on it. I love the fact that you, like me, it all started with trusting in meditation, trusting in what was coming through.
Yep.
You know, back then, 25 years ago, I didn't know what empaths were. There was nobody back there teaching those things. I started with Reiki, like you as well, and learned about symbols and codes and having them energetically put into your body so that your vibration can raise. Having faith in who you are, and then having a support system. You had an amazing support system. Your husband's still with you. Your guide is there on a spiritual level now, the one who began your journey with you. And I absolutely love it. So could you tell people a little bit about how they can focus on having faith in this crazy world, and that if we stay believing that everything is going to work out okay, we're going to move energetically into the new fifth dimension. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, it's really interesting that you're bringing up this point, because I, in one of my sessions with my mentor, I had asked her, I said, how, you know, she's like, you have to build faith. And I said, well, how do you do that? You know, you can't just turn a page and read something and then you have faith. And to me, also trust. I actually have a tattoo of trust. And that, it's a very complicated thing, building faith and trust along this process, especially if you are having many things in your life that are not working. And I truly believe how I came to trust the way I do is that when I started going inward and being able to quiet my mind, your guides will start communicating with you and things will start manifesting. You see the synchronicities, the numbers start showing up, and you start seeing how everything is flowing and connected to one another. That was really how I started to build in, knowing that there was obviously something going on, I call behind the scenes, that was making all of these things come together in this magical way that it would manifest. And I for me, was all about going inward and learning to trust myself. That you have to learn to trust who you are and get to know who you are as a person before you can have that experience or trust other people. It is really a mirror to your life, right? If you don't trust another person, or you're never in that energy of trusting and you're always suspicious, you need to take that mindset and turn it inward and see why. And then you start uncovering the layers. And that's the process. You just don't open up a book and say, okay, today I'm going to have all the faith in the world. It is an absolute organic process, and it is an always ever evolving process. I still find my trust and faith it's tested, you know, not as severe as it was in the beginning. But they will, you know, your higher self and your guides will give you these little tests to see where you are, to see how you have shifted, your consciousness has shifted. So I hope that helps to explain how I started to, you know, really fully trust and have faith in all of what I was receiving.
Yeah, I love that, because sometimes spirit gives you a good kick in the ass when you're not listening or you forget to ask. And that it can be heartbreaking sometimes. Sometimes it costs you a little bit of money. You know, we jump into something and we forget to ask, or we forget to, it's a simple question. Is this to my highest and greatest good? Well, yes. How hard is that to remember to ask that question? Well, some days we forget.
I think too, you know, the journey inward is always an unfolding process. And a lot of people want to go from A to Z and bypass. And I did this too. You know, it's like you get to a point in your journey and you get frustrated and you might get blocked and you're not really enjoying what is happening, because we're always on that, like, oh, I want to go higher and better and bigger. And this is where the journey inward is the lower ego versus the higher mind. It's a process, and we have lifetimes, you know, of doing this work. This is why we are here, and we have a lifetime from birth to 80 or 90. It gives you and affords you that time to move through it and savor the moment. I had fallen victim to this too, because I wouldn't honor where I was, because I was always trying to get to the next level. And I would find that even my connection to spirit would disconnect. It's almost like when I mentor people, I'm like, they wave a stake in front of you, right? And take it away. Yeah. Now you have to do the work. Because I was like, oh, I can speak to spirit. I must be a medium. I'm this, I'm that. And my ego was really connected to what I was, you know. I needed to have a description of what I was. And that was just the beginning. And, you know, it's all tools in the toolbox. You know, if you are a multidimensional being, you are everything. So you can have all of these abilities, but it's a journey, right? It's always, the life is a journey, and to honor where you are. And if you are disconnected or feeling blocked, that's happening for a reason. There's tending to do. And some people will get really frustrated and stop, you know, or that's why I feel some people get to a certain level and they stay at this level for a very long time. And that's levels in the light body. We go through different levels of the light body. And that's just part of the light body process. And it is up to the person to see how fast they will maneuver through all of the, you know, the light body process. So yeah, it takes time.
I agree. And I love the fact that you talk about your healer, because I have a healer too. So when I get blocked, it's perfect that I need to go and check out my healer, where I'm going this afternoon. And you just had an appointment with her not too long ago, because it's so true. We get to a certain level, and then it's like the brakes get put on and you're like, what am I missing? What am I not hearing? Where am I not quite communicating with my higher self and my spirit guides? And one statement that came through for me, which was really strong, and I don't remember where I heard it or read it, but it was that we all need, our healing needs to be witnessed. So when we need that witnessing, I think that's when we get that block and we have to go to our healer so it can witness what we've accomplished already and then release the block so we can start moving forward.
I always tell people, estheticians need estheticians, hairdressers need hairdressers, doctors need doctors, healers need healers. And we all have unique experiences, unique abilities that are outside of ourselves. So yeah, so when I know I'm being guided to, you know, something I'm moving through, I will go to get, you know, a healing session, and vice versa. That's how that works. You know, I always tell people, like in Reiki, like with my students, Reiki is a door opener to your own unique energy, you know. And I think for me, when I didn't even actually want to take Reiki, I was afraid of Reiki. That's how much fear I was in. I didn't want to teach it. I didn't want to take it, but it was part of the seminary school, you know, curriculum. And I'm so thankful now, you know, through my healers, they are like first waivers, right? Because I always talk about 25 years ago, you had to go down an alley if you wanted to find a psychic. Yes. And hope nobody saw you going in.
So true.
It's so true. I know, because I was that person always like, you know, oh, I think she's in the back of the building, you know, but you wait here and make sure nobody sees us. And, but that, you know, like when I talk with my husband, because yeah, you know, it's, you know, he's my twin flame. So in we're like opposite, he's not awakened and I'm awakened, you know, per se. Right. So, but I always explain to him, it's a state of consciousness. Think about 25 years ago when people were really scared or not open to psychics, to these other dimensions, to the phenomenon, spirits, right? Orbs. And now fast forward 25 years later, look at what we're talking about, right? So think about where we're going to be in another 25 years, you know, the awareness level. But yeah, it's all just places like states of awareness where you're at. And our healers are pulling in other energies and other, you know, knowledge base. And we're all part of this network, right? So that's why I, you know, when I work with people and I say, when you'll know when a teacher or a healer is good for you, you'll get excited. You'll have butterflies, right? And you know then they're going to help you, whatever it is, to go to the next level, you know? So yeah, all healers need healers. And that's how I always, you know, try to explain that with people.
I absolutely love this. And I'm really grateful that you decided to be my guest today. I really—
Oh, sure.
Your explanation. And I love that we have this huge community of women who are willing to help each other, encourage each other, and be there as a support system. Now, anybody who wants to find you, I will put it in the links, but is there a website you want them to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have my website. It's so funny. Sometimes when I'm asked this, I actually say the wrong one. It's it's mindbodyandspirit3.com. But I do a lot of stuff on Facebook. So I'm under Jen Beldy, J-E-N, like Jennifer, Jen Beldy, B-E-L-D-Y, post, P-O-S-T. And yeah, this has been a lot of fun. And we can always talk too, you know, we can just go hours and hours and hours when we get into this type of communication and just really have some fun with it. But I am very happy and grateful that you've asked me to come on. And if you want, do you have like another minute?
Yeah.
Like, so the fifth dimension, because we kind of touched on this in the beginning, as you're going through your levels, you know, the fifth dimension is all about love. This is where like the ascended masters are. But when you start doing your inner work, your third dimensional body, right? You're in the third dimension, your physical matter, you're in this container. It's dense, right? Our spirit is high vibration. It comes into the body. We're squeezed into here, right? When you start bridging to the fifth on the avenue of the heart, you become childlike. You start seeing rainbows and really connecting to rainbows. You I just like think of what a child does. They play with bubbles, right? They see the fairies, they see unicorns. They want to run and they want to play. This is what the fifth dimension is. It's a pure state of really connecting to the inner child within. And when you do the healing work, that's the avenue of the heart that will help bridge this fifth dimensional energy that is all love, it's all joy, and anchor it into your own body. So you're living a third dimensional physical incarnation, but you're connected to that energy of what is profound joy, happiness. And you will go, of course, when you start, you'll feel the shift, right? When you start playing more and laughing more and seeing the interconnection of everything. And as I just, my advice is to people who are listening is keep doing the inner work, self-love, self-healing, inner child work, because that will get you to bridge to the fifth dimension. So you are in that frequency more often than the lower part in the 3D body, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. Well, thank you so much. That explains so much, because it's, I don't know about you or other people, but there are days I go out there and it's like I'm looking at the world for the first time. It's just brighter and prettier.
Yes, brighter.
It's just amazing. It's like, why didn't I notice this before? Or you look
that's
at
the shift.
Yeah. And you're like, it's just so gorgeous outside. And
yep.
I hear
everything.
Yeah.
You taste everything. Yeah. Everything is, you know, it's a shift in your vibration now that you can connect. Yeah. And once you connect to that, you can really start going really high up and connecting to, you know, the higher vibrations and bridging some of that stuff down. So
I'm so excited. Yay. I'm on the right track.
Oh yes, we all are. We're always on the right track. We might have a little setback, but even that is for a reason, right?
Well, thank you so much, Jen, for being
my pleasure.
I am so grateful you were here. So my listeners, I hope this helped, and I will be having another guest coming soon too, who is going to talk about dragons, which you know are my spirit guides, but I'm excited to bring that as well. Thank you, Jen. We will talk.
Thank you, love. Blessings. Bye.